I've been invited, but I never have it.
Did people ever take those hog intestines and use them for casings to stuff sausage in?
Yeah, I got that sausage, stick them in there and they'll be very long. I've eaten the sausage pretty strong, we can put up in them.
Was it, is that the large or the small intestine?
Smaller.
Ever heard people call South Bania the name around here?
Well, hog head cheese and stuff like that.
But that's the same thing.
Yep.
Is that South spiced or?
Yeah, they put something in it, some kind of pickling spice or something. Else. I like it with vinegar on it. Let it get cold, press it, you know, out the way, and just slice it up. Pour my thumb, plate of vinegar in on it, you know, and that's the way I like it.
You still like to eat it?
Yeah.
Did people ever do anything with the hog liver?
Oh yeah, they eat the liver, save the liver. The lights too, if they're good. Now, a lot of times that would be wormy. The liver and lights wouldn't be thirsty. The hog wasn't doing real well, his liver was wormy.
Did you ever hear people making any kind of liver pudding or something like that?
No, I don't think I know nothing about none of that.
Some people tell me, I don't know if people did it around here, but they'd make some kind of pudding out of hog's blood. You ever heard of that?
Well, I heard my daddy told me about helping drive some cattle to Meridian one time and said the fellow he was working for was a German. He rode up by him and asked him what he want for supper. And he talked about it and said, the old man said, I want some blood pudding. I told him, no, you know that's again the Bible rule. Eat the blood.
So people around here didn't do that?
No.
To make that stuff?
They used to walk to Meridian and drive bunches of cattle. Bunches of them, you know. 4 or 5 men in a bunch. I believe the biggest bunch I ever know going around in here in the world was 91 head in one bunch.
How many men would it take to handle that?
Oh, it took a bunch to get them started, but after you got them on up there and got them on the road and all, it wasn't very hard. They'd stay by themselves. But they couldn't do that now. Cars and things that couldn't drive them now, but didn't have a way to hold them. Just have to do some other house.
Right. What about, have you ever heard of any kind of stuff called scrapple? Something with hog meat and cornmeal, you mix it up, fry it?
No, I don't know scrapple. About that. Okay.
Kind of like blood pudding, you just don't make it around here. Yeah, what about meat that's, you know, you've kept meat that you've kept too long and it doesn't taste good anymore?
Oh, it rank. Meat got rank. Well, I didn't ever eat none of that. Now, I've seen people that like it.
Well, like to eat it rank?
Well, yeah, well, they didn't get too bad. They'd eat that if you got any old rank meat or anything.
Yeah. If it was rank, did that mean it was spoiled?
No. It wasn't exact, wasn't spoiled. It'd just get that away when it got old or something. He's part of a bucket of old homemade lard lying out there in the yard. I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, right? And I threw it out of smokehouse here a while back. So maybe cats and things would eat it, but they ain't. Just as white.
That's interesting. So if it's rank, it's gotten kind of strong?
Yeah, it's strong.
But if it's strong, it's not necessarily spoiled.
No, it ain't ruined. It's not soured or nothing. It's just